Hey, this is Brandon Marshall, and this is the Sexy Ginger Jesus Podcast. This episode is obviously sponsored by Four Sigmatic, mushroom coffee, mushroom elixirs, mushroom everything, but you don't taste the mushroom. So go to foursigmatic.com and use discount code SEXYGINGERJESUS because it will give you wings. Hopefully I don't get sued for saying that. But it's going to change your life. It's healthy. It gives you that same caffeine high without a big crash. Rebecca and I, we drink it every single morning and we fucking love it. And it helps us become more productive and more healthy. It helps your nervous system. And you'd have to go to Google and see all the health benefits for this stuff. And there's many different things from mocha mushroom, chai mushroom, mushrooms with mushroom, coffee mushroom. Check out foursigmatic.com, discount code SEXYGINGERJESUS. And to hear more content from me, once you feel so amazed by this episode, go to SEXYGINGERJESUS.com. Now let's get this podcast going. Hi. Let's see. Let's get the light. I got one light. I'm like moving soon. And then this light went out, you know. This is Brandon Marshall, the Spiritual Smartass. Welcome to one of the last videos that will take place in Baltimore. I can't promise that, you know, I'll still live near Baltimore. So, you know, there's that. So welcome everybody. What's up, Teresa? What's up, Beth? For those of you who don't know, my name is Brandon Marshall. I am the Spiritual Smartass. And yeah, I'm here to bring you that truth. Something that came to my mind today is how people get into perfectionist identity, and I wanted to help you create an idea into cash and have those ideas fucking flow through. So anyway, if this is your first time here, give me a hashtag first time. If you're in the replay, give me a hashtag replay. Let me know, you know, let yourself be seen. Don't be a lurker. Cause yeah. What's up? What's up, Timothy? Welcome. First and foremost, I do want to give an announcement. I made an announcement that for my newsfeed takeover and launch that motherfucker, I'm bundling it up. And I also did an extended payment plan. You can find that on the link above, though. But we'll get into this. This isn't the end of the video. I just wanted to mention that. Not a virgin. That's good. What's up, Maddie V? Maddie V in the house? Wave. All right, so I assume it's still building, the audience is building thing, but we'll talk a little bit. It's been an interesting weekend. It's been a fun weekend. I think the new moon energies have been bringing a lot of crazy shit out to the surface, but I've been having fun. I've been having fun on the internet. And a lot of things are going on in my personal life. It's moving feels stressful. You know, it's like, okay, I gotta clear shit out, and I think the mind makes it more stressful than it really is. And I found it interesting because I've been helping other people move recently. Like, I've been, for those of you who don't know, my grandmother died, like, what, 3 weeks ago? And I was moving stuff out of her home, and then my sister moved. I was moving stuff out of my sister's home, and I was like moving a couch. Thank you, Beth. She lived a long life and a happy life, and it was a very smooth transcending process. So I'm happy that she lived her full life all out. And then I was at Rebecca's mom. I met Rebecca's mom for the first time on Sunday. And I was helping like move like her old bookshelf. It's just crazy. And then her roommate Katie had a something to move. Like, she was moving shit around and I helped out. And it was like, everyone's moving shit. I threw away a lot of shit in my house. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, so a lot of moving, and I think it's like collectively a lot of people, I guess it's like a fall thing, you know, an energetic thing, a fall thing. People are moving, and like people in my mastermind group moving, everyone is. Yeah, moving to your cheese. Moving your cheese. Is that from Gianna and Justin, or is that just random? I'm going to move this fall to the beach. Fuck yes. Yeah, and I feel like, for me, I feel like DC is more high vibe. Rebecca lives there, so I've been like driving an hour each time. But it feels good to be in DC, and I feel like Baltimore, you know, Baltimore's cool. It's cool. I'll still be down with Baltimore. I'll still be a Baltimore person. It's a book. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'll have to check that out. Moving your cheese. Whatever that's about. I'll check it out. So here we are. And the topic at hand is... And I want to kind of riff off of things of like common things my clients say to me. Who moved the motherfucking cheese? What's up, Jay? Wave. Things that commonly my clients say to me and experiences they've had lately, and a lot of people where they struggle with launching and putting their ideas out there. Things I see in my group, Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall? If you're not in Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall, open up a separate tab, join, answer the questions, because I don't let people in without answering the questions. But I'm doing another training about turning your content into sales exclusively in that group tomorrow. So it's going to be exclusive. But today we're here. So this is all like a longer video of like my 24-hour launch series. If you want to upgrade, it's Launch That Motherfucker in the link above in the caption. But it's all about being able to simply do your launch in 24 hours or less. And what I notice with my clients a lot is they get in this perfectionist identity. What's up, Mo? They get in this perfectionist identity, and it's like overthinking content. What's up, Steven? Triple S? So basically, a common thing that I see is like, what do I talk about? And post your questions in the comments below too, like anything that comes up in your mind that's holding you back from putting out intuitive, like your intuitive hits or your intuitive, like where do you feel like you're stuck in creating your own content and putting it out there and putting your launches together? Like, where is the sticking point? What is it that, you know, either you feel like you're not being consistent enough, or you're not coming up with ideas or things like that, or it's like you feel overwhelmed? One major thing, a client came to me last week and she said that, and she's in Launch That Motherfucker, and she said that she had all these things going on and she was feeling drained. And one of the big things about that was it was contradicting ideas and a bunch of different things that she thought she was supposed to do. She's like, I don't know if I do a webinar. I don't know if I build an email list. I don't know if I fucking do this. And I could totally relate to that when I first started out. And I started out as a dating coach. Well, I did like internet marketing before then, but when I started becoming a coach, I was like, fuck, like people are telling me to write articles and people tell me to do webinars and a podcast and all this stuff. And I would find overwhelm, and having a coach helped me at that time, like kind of, instead of me like reading all this loose information, I had a coach kind of guide me and said, hey, just stick to this, like stick to selling and marketing. So something that I was able to help her with is like, what do you truly feel like you want to do? Like, what would feel totally fucking aligned for you to do right now if there were no rules? Because for some reason, we act like there's these fucking internet gods that make all these rules of what we're supposed to do. And it's like, oh, I can't properly sell if I don't do a launch. Oh, I can't properly sell if I don't do discovery calls. Oh, I can't probably, like, I got to do this and that. And that's the big thing that I teach, is to turn your content into sales instead of having to go through that fucking process, instead of staying on the phone all week. And if you love staying on the phone all week, that's fucking cool. But instead of staying on the phone all fucking week, I'd much rather create. And I'd much rather put content out there and have that space to where I can speak to a community like this. Like, this is fucking awesome to me. Like, I have a live stream of many people in here, and it's just fucking awesome. I manifested this nannying gig because I needed to play and run around with two-year-olds. I don't think Facebook will let me see more, but that sounds fucking awesome. I'll go over that on the computer later. But yeah, it's like, you know, there are no fucking rules. The only rule is that you show up and sell. You show up and you present a program boldly. And of course, there's like skill sets involved that I teach in, like being more specific about what you're putting together, being energetically aligned to that offer, having a price point that is energetically aligned. All that is part of it, but you could, I mean, it's simply when you're breaking down the structure and the complications of things and like, oh, do I need a webinar, Facebook group, or do I need discovery calls? It's as simple as speaking your fucking message. And the more unfiltered you get with it, the better. But it's speaking your fucking message and then putting a PayPal link or a payment link or telling them details about a program you have. You don't need to have the fanciest web page. You don't need to have like this slideshow webinar. You don't need to walk people down through this linear sales process of like, hey, I got to agitate their pain for 5 hours and then I got to tell them the paradise. What if you just decided to speak from your heart and you let go of the perfectionist identity, and instead of thinking of what's my perfect message to present or what should I say to people, you just committed right now today, let me just start this conversation with my audience. Let me just start the conversation. Fuck yes, Timothy is in. Well, he's not in now, but he'll probably be let in. Of who the fuck is Brandon Marshall. Put all the hearts up. But yeah, what if you started the conversation? Because so many people are like, how do I get the perfect fucking message that sells? And then they're looking at every part of the conversation. Like, imagine if you were going to your friends and you're meeting them for lunch or something. And this is something that Kyle Cease points out a lot. But what if you were like meeting your friend for lunch or coffee, and then you had the whole plan mapped out? It's like, what's the perfect message to talk about with my friend? You would never have that fucking conversation. You don't think about that shit when you have a conversation in real life. And when you're online, when you're writing, when you're doing a video, you're having a conversation with people. You're having a conversation essentially with your ideal client. And in most cases, that's a past version of you or some type of version of you that has had a similar experience. So really, to take out all the complications, like there's sure some things that you can hone in on, but to take the complications out, it's like you're just telling your fucking story. Like, what if you just told your story and shared like true vulnerable posts, not like caps vulnerable posts, get ready, this is my structured hero's journey. What if you actually expressed the things that you were feeling, the deepest fears that you had, but you did it from a place of power? Like, you didn't say it like, oh, I'm fearing this thing, dot, dot, dot. Please have sympathy for me. But you did it in a way, oh, Katie's sad. I'll give you a hug. Here's a hug, Katie. I'm sorry, you're invited to the party. That was rude of me. Katie, I don't know. You told me you didn't want me in DC. But but like, what if you came from a place of power? You came from a place of power and you did share your message and the fears that you had, but then you shared a lesson with that. And you can even see that as an example of how I share things. It's like, yeah, I share my deepest fears, but I also like to leave a lesson at the end, and I like to share what I've learned from it, even if I'm in the moment. And I think that's just the way of being a leader. You know, you want to be solid in who you are. And I don't do things to like look for, like, please, woe is me. You know, I'm happy with my emotions and stuff like that and expressing that, but I don't do it as like, woe is me. Like, I don't present myself, well, I don't know. But seriously, I don't really present myself on the internet where I'm like falling apart and, you know, I feeling hopeless. But at the same time, I'm willing to dig deep into my vulnerabilities and my truth. Oh yeah, those damn politicians. The politicians, I'm like the anti-politician. But yeah, so think of that. It's like your message purely from the heart. When you put, the rules are great, but something that I learned from every strategy, like from everything that I've done in life, not just marketing, but everything, is to learn the fucking instrument, then forget that shit and just play. And what I mean is a lot of people are taking this robotic approach where they're stuck to the strategy, they're stuck to those training wheels, and then their true message isn't coming out because it's coming through a filter. But if you let that filter go and you had those strategies going on in the background of your mind and you allowed yourself to be more artistic with your sales page and you didn't follow, like you weren't trying to like be strictly to a template, you weren't trying to use it as a combination lock to say, hey, I got to get every word perfect to unlock these clients, or I had to get this perfect video where everything's perfect and nothing messes up, or I had to have the perfect words, or I had to go over this post I did and polish it over and over again and hit backspace a bunch of times and all that crazy shit. What if you got lost in the art and you let your soul speak because your heart is trying to say something to your ideal clients? That strategy can be coming in and blocking that. So truly, the launches that helped me, including Launch That Motherfucker, but the launches that helped me like build something in, like launch something in 24 hours or less, it was something like I was doing dishes and I'm like, okay, this idea downloads and I don't let the idea sit. I just throw it out there and I don't try to perfect it. I don't try to go over it a million times or wonder if people are gonna buy or anything like that. I just throw it out there. And yeah, I don't really, you know, I didn't have like resistance getting on this live feed. I know some people have that resistance of rejection, and when they write content, they have that resistance of rejection. But it's not like I was always this person who would just jump on video or would be a life of the party type thing. Like, you know, I can turn up a party if I'm sober and be comfortable with myself. But that came from practice. That came from me putting myself in uncomfortable situations and jumping into uncomfortable situations without overthinking things. You know? So, I mean, if this was me, if this was Brandon before any learning or any challenging himself, like I don't fully remember a Brandon going, well, I guess it was just a while ago because I've done videos for so long. But if this was like Brandon from high school, like I would be all stiff on a video, my palms would be sweating, knees weak, arms are heavy, mom's spaghetti. Like I would be nervous and I would keep on forgetting what I wrote down. But I would just be stumbling over shit and I was that guy in school that had like that would just like get embarrassed and was nervous all the time and didn't know what the right things to say were. So I'm saying this is like, wherever you are in the fear of rejection or the fear of showing up, it's exercising that muscle, and the more that you do it and the more you take that leap without letting fear get in the way, the more and more it becomes like brushing your teeth, and the content becomes easier and it flows better, and then it starts becoming more of you, it becomes more of your soul. But you gotta start that conversation. You gotta start having that conversation instead of sitting back in perfectionist identity and wondering like what's the perfect thing to say. And when you allow that conversation to come out, that's when it becomes more unfiltered. Someone in the Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall group asked a question like that, like, you know, what if I don't know what to say? Well, the thing is like, just start and the words will come. Whenever you're in a conversation with somebody, you may not know what to say, but then it starts. And so, actually something for me, vulnerable share, all caps, something for me when I first enroll a client, there's that nervousness. Like I haven't really gotten rid of that nervous, whatever it is, like that. Cause it's like a new person one-on-one, right? And it's like, I don't know where this is going to go, but it's like I just get up, do the call, and the call always turns out amazing because I allow the conversation to unfold. And somewhere in my mind, there's still somewhere in my mind, it's like, wait, where am I going to take them on this call? What is it going to happen? What's going to, how do I do this? But really, the magic is getting on the call, talking like a fucking human being, and sharing the gifts that you have, instead of thinking that you need to have like a bunch of paper stacked next to you, and you have to be getting it all perfect. So yeah, does anyone have any questions? What's up, Austin? Wave. I would say the moral of the story here is to stop trying to, you know, just stop trying to make things perfect. Let yourself show up in your imperfections and know that your biggest insecurities are things that you care about more than anyone else cares about. And when you start to own all the things that you're ashamed about, and I've been talking about this theme for like a week, like every shameful thing that comes up, fucking own it. And it's funny because we have our own shit that we're shameful about that we think the whole world feels like some sort of way about it. But then when you hear somebody else share something that maybe if you held that same thing that you'd be shameful about, you're like, oh, that's not a big deal. And everyone's like that. They're like, oh, wow, you shared that. You're brave. That's awesome. And it's like I've just like released so much money shame and mistakes I've made in the past, and I've shared all those things, and I was scared to death in sharing them, and just knowing that it was empowering, it was like a weight lifted off my chest. And that's another huge thing for when you're creating content. It's like if you have that underlying shame that's running you and controlling you, it's going to show up in how you show up on a day-to-day basis. It's far more than strategy. It's what traumatic experience have you had that is impacting your actions today? And, you know, what are the things, where are the places that you hold yourself back from saying things and showing up that's keeping you in that same position? What fears do you have to look at? What resistance do you have to face? So that's my message for you today. Yeah, check out Launch That Motherfucker up above. Like I said, it's bundled with Newsfeed Takeover right now. If you get Newsfeed Takeover, Newsfeed Takeover is an overall 90-day program. So if you decide to upgrade to Newsfeed Takeover, you get Launch That Motherfucker as a bundle. So not only do you learn more about turning your ideas into money in the bank, but also you do Newsfeed Takeover, where you're transforming your entire online presence and how you show up and how you're more visible and how you're turning organic social media into a money-making machine. It's fucking powerful. And you get that shit as a pre-work. I put an extended payment plan there. It's only like $333 a month for 6 months. So I really made it so it's easily accessible for anybody who wants to jump into Newsfeed Takeover. Anyway, what's up, Melody? Thank you for being here. If you're just getting in here, check out the replay and have a fucking awesome Monday night, I guess, whatever you do on Monday nights. Hey, thank you for taking time out your day to listen to this podcast. I appreciate it. And if you love this, I want you to be genuine. I don't want you to fucking lie. But if you fucking love this podcast, please give me a 5-star on iTunes. Share it with a friend while you're out drinking your cafe mochas or some shit. Just be like, hey, friend, I know this amazing podcast called Sexy Ginger Jesus. You can find it on Spotify or iTunes. And also, go to sexygingerjesus.com to find more material from me. I do live streams. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I have my signature program called Immortal. It's an amazing mastermind, and I would love to work with you on a whole other level. So go to sexygingerjesus.com to see what I'm all about, and see you on the next episode. That was meant to be in like a Dr. Dre Snoop Dogg type of vibe, you know, like until the next episode. And then they did the next episode in two, whatever. It didn't work out too well. Anyway, see ya.